WNRN is supported by Songs, Inc. and by SevillePodcast.com. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
Well, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm really good. I was telling you guys that I checked in really late last night because I played in Vienna, Virginia. And then I had the experience of the asking for a wake-up call and then it not coming this morning. I won't say what hotel it was because I don't want to get them in trouble because they're actually really nice. But anyway, so I really wanted to look a lot cuter for you, but then I remembered that it was radio.
That's true.
I feel okay about it.
Well, thanks for coming back to the WNRN studios. You've put out a couple of CDs since you've last been here.
Okay.
And, of course, the most recent is Goodbye Youth.
Yeah.
Which I certainly know your music, but I don't know if you write out of a more kind of autobiographical bent or you consider yourself completely a storyteller and anything that happens in the songs is just complete bunk that you're just kind of picking up and making into a good song. So
tell
us a little bit about how you go ahead and write songs.
Well, I wish I was more like what you just said because I'd probably write a lot more songs. But no, I definitely am way more of an autobiographical writer. And this record, Goodbye Youth, is the first completely solo record I've ever made. And I know that you've been aware of my music for a long time. So I've been touring for a long time solo, but always made records that were produced, you know, with lots of stuff all over them. And so this was the biggest thing about this record is kind of stepping away and making a solo acoustic record. And it was really challenging and nerve-wracking because I forget maybe how autobiographical the songs are or how much maybe how revealing the songs are lyrically because they get hidden behind cool production and I tend to, you know, just attach myself to the production when I listen back to my own record or something. And then when I play live, everything just seems so in the moment that nothing really sticks. So it always feels like such a moment in time. So it doesn't really bother me. But lately, I don't know, kind of feeling exposed by this record has been telling. And
well, there's a line that comes up in a couple of different songs, which is "Don't touch me."
Yeah, I know.
So I guess I'm gonna have to ask, what's that about?
That's deep. I went through a breakup last year, and so I took a year off of being touched, and I think there's an element also. After I play live, I always go out and hang out with people and with fans and people that like my music and stuff, and I get hugged a lot, and sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's to be hugged by so many people that you don't know, and then you leave the show, and I sometimes smell like the people I'm hugging, and I don't know, this is kind of a strange conversation to have on the radio, but I then have to go back to the hotel and take a shower because I feel like the energy is on me. I mean, that sounds so intensely hippie, and I am a proud hippie, but that it just kind of creeps me out, and so I went through a period, and I do sometimes feel like maybe I'm so open that people just think that I want to embrace them and stuff, and I actually really don't. And I also, you know, that kind of moves into when I was younger, kind of involving myself in relations with people, intimate relationships that I didn't really want to be in, but I would be in anyway just because they wanted to. So it's kind of this growing up and realizing that I have a choice and I don't have to allow people that part of me. That's a sacred part, you know? So.
Right. Well, the other thing, too, was there was, since I now know that, you know, you had this breakup, there was also a moment in one of the songs where you kind of said, you know, we're done. Don't touch me.
Yeah.
So that was also where it came up as well. So it obviously has something to do with being connected with someone that you don't want to be connected with anymore.
Yeah, or maybe more importantly, you know, trying to be connected to myself rather than continuously not being connected to myself by pretending that I am through someone else. And I think that that's, you know, at 37 years old, that's, you know, this is where I'm at. And, you know, it's kind of like a life lesson, you know, of like, oh, okay, maybe it's time to just be alone, you know. I think that the lyric you're talking about is, please do not touch me because I'm not ready yet. You know, and I think kind of understanding that you're not ready to do that is a big deal, you know. But understanding it's one thing, but actually honoring that, you know, for a period of time is hard. It's hard.
It's very hard. Melissa Farrick is my guest this morning. She's playing tonight at the Gravy Lounge. Well, let's get on to playing and singing here.
Okay.
One of the other things that has always captivated me about your CDs is that, you know, you really play your guitar pretty hard, and I don't know where you're at this morning in terms of whether that's where you want to start, but
I was gonna, yeah.
Okay, well, let's go then.
I was just gonna rip right into it with my. Now Michael's gonna try to be the grounder. Did it work?
I gotta turn it on again.
This is hysterical. He's laying on the floor.
Well, we're gonna have to play a CD at some point and switch out this cord, I think, or maybe,
all right.
Or maybe I'll just maybe it'll do better in a different. No, it's still it's less now. Okay, let's go.
Yeah. Okay. Great. I was gonna play this song called "I'm Gonna Break Your Heart," which I kind of wanted to write a song like Ryan Adams because I really like Ryan Adams a lot. So I don't know if you'll hear that. So. Yeah, here's the truth. I've been here before. Living in the passing lanes of lifetimes, where all that you can feel is all that you live for. And when the world was for taking, and regret was not for sale, and when bitterness was something that you could taste and not feel, and I've lost time, I've fallen in love, but I know enough by now to know I'm gonna break your heart. I'm gonna break your heart. Yeah, I saw you coming, baby, up the coast and down the street, all up in the newness of this city, nothing but the future at your feet. You may think you're here to fix me, crack me open and trick me, but I don't need fixing, I need to keep my arms swinging. I've lost time, falling in love, and I know enough by now to know I'm gonna break your heart. I'm gonna break your heart. So what are you here for? To confuse and set me back, testing my resistance, using a word like love like that. I ain't a detour and I'm not the marrying kind. So if you wanna know the truth, honey, I'm currently walking a thin line. I'm walking a thin line. Now I try not to think too much about the outcome. Stand inside my truth, let come undone what's done. Cause everybody knows, everybody knows, everybody knows, everybody knows I'm still waiting for you. I'm still waiting for you. I'm still waiting for you. I'm still waiting.
WNRN. Melissa Farrick is my guest this morning, and she is playing tonight at the Gravity Lounge. And Jesse Harper from Old School Freight Train will be opening the show.
Ooh,
music starts
Jesse.
At 7 o'clock. This album is kind of a retreat back to kind of live performance in front of some microphones. But last CD, you kind of waxed philosophically and poetically to a certain degree about the fact that you got to work with, you know, the group of people that you wanted to work with.
Yeah, it was really fun.
So, you know, why this kind of retreat back to this?
Well, I loved making In the Eyes of Strangers, and I think that record probably for me anyway, production-wise, playing-wise, is the best produced record I've made. But there are things about going into a real recording studio and that just tends to sanitize things. And I don't, I, my music does not seem to, my, I don't think my music seems to really appreciate that. You know, it doesn't, I don't know, whenever I make a record with other things on it, you know, my guitar is never loud enough and I don't sing the same way when there's other instruments on it. The other thing is that this is the first time I didn't wear headphones, which the engineer who made this new record, you know, as soon as I went into the studio and sat down, I put headphones on because they were there, and he was like, "Oh, I don't think you should wear those. Like, you'll probably sing, you know, because you can hear yourself when you have headphones on almost too well." Yeah, so I think that made a huge difference, and I don't know, the record before this, I do love. There are things about it I love, but I think I'm more attuned with making records that are a lot more kind of homegrown feeling or open feeling, you know. I don't know, if I work with a band again, I would like to have it be more of like an open live kind of sounding thing, live in a room all playing together, you know. It was a wonderful experience. It was extremely expensive, and in the world of independent music, you know, I've owned my own label now for eight years, put my records out on my own. So 8 years of accruing debt, making records and touring and making T-shirts. And it just, I tried it. I put a bunch of money into that record, and it didn't seem to, the payback literally financially didn't seem to be enough to do it again. From a business perspective, it just was, I was in over my head, and I needed to reel things back in. And it seems like not only did I have to reel things back in, but it seemed, especially with the fan response so far, it seems to have been a great thing because everybody prefers this. They like me better by myself. And I don't know. Maybe it's just taken me that long to figure out that I'm fine just on my own, you know. So,
well, the new album is called Goodbye Youth. Melissa Farrick is my guest this morning in the WNRN studio. She's playing tonight at the Gravity Lounge. I've been playing the song, the title track, Goodbye Youth.
Oh, yeah.
And it's kind of interesting lyrics in this one, talking about, you know, goodbye youth, goodbye lust. Now let's get on with the good stuff. It's, for most people, they want to stay young. We're in the, you know, the culture of perpetually young here.
Right. I love it. Goodbye youth, goodbye lust, goodbye. Yeah, welcome to the rest of your life. Welcome to the good stuff. I wrote that on my birthday, on my 37th birthday, and I was on tour at the time, opening for Ani DiFranco, and I was on a tour bus for the first time in my life, and everything was catered, and I got to eat with real utensils every night, and I didn't have to drive or book any hotels, and I got to play in front of like thousands of people every night who liked me, and you know, it was awesome. It was an awesome 10 days of my life, and I was really happy. And yet it was my birthday, and I was a year older. And that tour, actually, three people had birthdays. The Mike Dillon, the Vibes player, me and Ani all have birthdays in the same week. So it was like the birthday tour, you know? So there was a lot of cake and a lot of celebration. And I don't know. I love getting older. I love letting go of all the stuff. Like, I wouldn't want to be, you know, in high school again, or you know, or even go through when I was 23. That was a really difficult year. You know, I don't want to do it again. But there's wonderful things about reflecting and like seeing how far you've come, and kind of just like letting go is so much easier as you start to get into your 30s. It seems like, and everybody tells me that. You know, everybody who's older than me always says, you know, it's even better. It just gets better. And you always hear that. So I thought it'd be fun to write a song about that. It just came really fast, that song. That was not a difficult song to write.
It's fun. It's very fun. Well, play us another live one here in the WNR studio.
Okay, well, I was gonna do a cover song.
Okay.
I was gonna do I did this song Glycerine by that band Bush on this record. This song kind of came totally out of the blue. A friend of mine plays bass for Gwen Stefani, who's that guy Gavin's wife, you know? And so she was saying that Bush was going to make a new record. It was like a random conversation. And I was like, oh, my God, I love that band. and they hadn't made a record in a long time, and I got really excited, and I couldn't remember the song, the big hit song they had, you know, so I went online and it popped out the lyrics, and I printed the lyrics out, and there's a line in this song, our old friend Fear You and Me, it should have been easier, us three, our old friend Fear You and Me, and I just, that really struck me, and anyway, so I thought I would try to cover it, and so people, here it is. This is Glycerine.
Must be your skin I'm sinking in. Must be for you. Now I can feel. I don't mind. You're not my kind. It's not my time to wonder why. Everything's gone white, everything's gray. Now you're here, now you're away. And don't want this, remember that. I'll never forget where you're at. Don't let the days go by. Glycerine, glycerine. You have won, or do you lie? We live in a wheel, everyone steals. But when we rise, it's like strawberry fields. Treated you bad, but you bruised my face. I couldn't have loved you more. You got a beautiful taste. Don't let the days go by. And it should have been easier on you. Couldn't change, but I wanted to. Should have been easier, us three. Our old friend Fear and you and me. Look at that bad moon gone white again. That bad moon gone white again. She falls around me. Yeah, she falls around me. Just fine, that's just one of my names. Don't let the days go by. Don't let the days go by. Glycerine, glycerine, glycerine.
WNRN with music from Melissa Farrick. She has a new album called Goodbye Youth, and she's here in the WNRN studio. We've been talking about that. We're also going to give away some tickets to tonight's show at the Gravity Lounge. Jesse Harper from Old School Freight Train will be there as well. I really like the way you arrange that. I can't say that I'm being the folk chick here at WNRN. I can't say I'm really that familiar with that particular song, but I like it how it's really very bass-oriented. It
yes.
could have been just you and a bass as opposed to you and a guitar. So I like that.
Yeah, it's funny too because that's... I don't really... sorry, I'm trying to tune for something else. It's weird that you said that because Gail is the bass player. So I wonder if when she told me about it, I didn't automatically just think of a bass line. I actually studied bass. So I am a guitar player, but... I approach the guitar from a bass standpoint, so that's a lot of my songs are just bass lines, really, with some other strumming. But then all guitar songs would be, I guess. We have the same four strings, though. We're like, you know, we're friends with each other.
Well, that's good. Melissa Ferrick's my guest in the W. Anarin Studios. I think we have time to squeeze in one more live one. Since you've retuned your guitar, I figure we might as well go ahead do that.
I was going to do a more pretty folk one.
Okay.
Did we already tell them about the show?
We did, but we can tell them again tonight at the Gravity Lounge.
Yeah.
And I have some tickets to give away when we're...
Oh, you do?
I do.
Cool.
Yeah, well, we like to do that here at WNRN. Keep our listeners in the know and also out and about.
Sorry.
It's okay. Maybe you can tell us where you're going to be next after you've been here.
Richmond, the next day. Hey, you know there's a special guest coming tonight, too. That guy Daniel's coming tonight, right? Amazing keyboard player. And actually, I got to open for Katie Lang this year.
Nice.
And Daniel was the keyboard player in her band. Anyway, that's just kind of a weird random thing. And he's friends with everybody in this town, so he's coming down to play some keys.
All right, what do you got for us here?
For all of the music-y people out there that are listening, I'm aware I'm a little out of tune. Time seems slow when I'm sitting around at home, waiting for this winter to lift. So I feel my way around my half lit house at dawn, because I haven't gone to bed yet. And then, oh no, here comes the sun again. And what's this? I think I might be crying. And I know this is not about fear or fault, it's my need to be clear. So would you make way, everybody? It finally looks like I'm moving out of here. And in my dreams I'm flying over still life scenes. I've been eating strawberries in John's field, and I wake up wearing brand new shoes. And then, oh no, here comes the sun again. And what's this? I think I might be crying. I might be crying. So if life is just a series of falling down and getting back up, don't forget Charlottesville to wear your seatbelt. 'Cause I've been speeding around this unknown known, and sometimes I forget too. Life is just a metronome. With or without me, it would all go on. With or without you, this would all go on. And without you, I'm gonna go on. I'm gonna go on. And then, oh yes, here comes the sun again. And what's this? I think I'm finally, finally crying. Thank all the gods for crying.
WNRN, Melissa Farrick in the WNRN studios. Thank you so much
for having me. Yeah.
Well, it's a pleasure. And I hope you come back and see us again here at WNRN. And good luck on your concert tonight.
Thank you.